Hello and welcome to the Body Love Wellness Podcast. My name is Golda Paretsky, and I'm a certified holistic health counselor who specializes in healing your relationship with food and your body. This edition of the Body Love Wellness Podcast is called Fat and the City. To say that Sex and the City 2 is an horrendous, dull, emotionless, and bizarre movie is really an understatement. It's all of those things and more. I didn't sit down at my computer today with the intent to write a post about SATC2, but as I'm still working out why it's so bad and why women all over the country are going to watch it anyway, I figured I'd write about it. I never really watched the series until early 2002, when, on a trip to Seattle to visit a friend, we found ourselves kind of broke. So after a good chunk of that trip, we rented all of the then extant SATC seasons and watched them, one after another, until every frame of reference other than SATC had died away. Nearly all that I remember of that trip was drinking cup after cup of iced coffee and waxing rhapsodic about what we would do if we were dating someone and had an affair with an ex, or what it might feel like when all our friends are married and we possibly aren't. As NYC women in our early to mid-20s, we could kind of relate to the storylines. We did spend a good deal of our free time drinking a little too much and sleeping with sometimes inappropriate men, and it was kind of fun to see a hyperbolic version of our own lives in these characters. Of course, SATC was always a fantasy, a more modern soap opera for quote-unquote more modern women. SATC's NYC wasn't really my New York City, nor anyone else that I knew. I didn't know anyone who owned Jimmy Choo's or even aspired to. I might not even have heard of them if it weren't for the show. Okay, so why am I telling you all of this? Good question. Because I've been thinking about Sex and the City and fat. Why else? So here's a sort of spoiler alert, and this film is already rank, but perhaps there's another level of spoilation possible. So if you haven't seen the movie and you think you might, this might spoil one scene for you. So feel free to stop now. So there's a moment in the new film where a group of Muslim women in traditional dress help the Sex and the City women to escape a group of irate men. Once they're in a secluded locale, the Muslim women remove their abayas to reveal that they're wearing the latest runway collections from a bunch of designers that I can't remember. I know, there are so many problems with this scenario. Because I have fat dar, my eye instantly went to the one Muslim woman who seemed kind of plus-sized. I wanted to see if she, too, is wearing designer clothes, given that most of these high-end designers don't seem to make clothes above a size 12. Of course, I couldn't really tell, but it did seem like her outfit was something one could find off the rack at Macy's. And herein lies the problem with aspirational fluff pieces like Sex and the City 2. If you're not extremely thin, not extremely wealthy, need to work for a living, have an actual problem now and again, don't have live-in help for your kids, don't have other live-in servants, don't have an extra apartment that you can run to when you're having relationship issues, and on and on and on, then there's a point when movies like this will remind you of that fact. Particularly if no one bothered to write any dialogue or think of a plot point or develop a real conflict that a real person can relate to. Without any depth to the characters or the story, it's just a bunch of mannequins wearing bizarre clothes and trotting around a foreign locale. At the very least, Sex and the City 2 reminded me that a fake drama is really, really boring. So for this week, my tip to you is to consider whether petty conflicts often show up in your life. If you find yourself getting annoyed with someone again and again, see if you can let it go for this week. See if your new live-and-let-live attitude has any effect. And as for me, no more Sex in the City. I'm waiting for Fat in the City, where four fat friends wear fabulous clothes and get laid a lot. Until then, I am so over it. I know that's so Miranda of me. And for a palate cleanser, if you go to my site and go to this post, my site is www.bodylovewellness.com, and the post is called Fat in the City, there is a clip of a part of an episode of Absolutely Fabulous where they're in Marrakesh, which I think is where they also shot this movie. And it features drunken women wearing bizarre outfits in Morocco, but contains actual humor. So I want to know your take on Sex and the City and petty dramas and all that. So please let me know in the comment section of this post, again, at bodylovewellness.com. And remember, you can register to join my upcoming free, totally free teleclasses. One is How to Heal from Emotional Eating, and that's on June 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And the other one is How to Feel Sexy at Any Size, and that's on June 24th at 9 p.m. And I really encourage you to check them out. And you can register for both of those at my site, which is, again, bodylovewellness.com. So thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a great body loving day.